Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, it's been a while, and so we're going to take our time tonight
and get back into the mix of things, of sharing the Word of God with you. We have about, I guess, a half an hour that we'll be spending with you. And tonight, our subject is the way of wisdom. I was writing home. This is Minister Nona. Welcome to our program, Reflections with Minister Nona. I was riding home the other night, and as I crossed this particular highway, I heard the scripture, the way of wisdom, or a portion of it, the way of wisdom. And I kept saying to myself, I said, that's part of a scripture, but something about the way of wisdom. And so I literally pulled to the side of the road and Googled and looked on YouVersion to see if I could find anything with regards to the way of wisdom. And I did find it, and it was quite interesting because let me read a portion of it, and then I'll read Proverbs 4:7 to you. The way of wisdom, finding the way of wisdom. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. That's where that comes in. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded. And if you run, you will not stumble. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you. And in Psalm 25:8, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. That's Proverbs 4:7. And so what I wanted to look at tonight was just the way of wisdom. And as I begin to meditate on the way of wisdom, I began to do another search in terms of how to identify wisdom, God's wisdom. And if we look at James 3, verse 17, it says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive, it's full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. And I just began to look at those things that stood out showing the wisdom of God as compared to the wisdom of the world, or the wisdom of the enemy, meaning Satan, and how we can sometimes overlook what God is saying because it might be so simple we just dismiss it. But when we look at what and how God gives us wisdom, it becomes amazing to know and to discern what is God and what is not God. And a lot of times when you're trying to maneuver through the pit holes and the landmines, we have to study the Word of God. We have to get to the point where we're in the Word, and the Word is getting inside of us, because that's God's Word, and God's Word becomes his wisdom. It becomes his insight for us. And so we really have to take the time to pursue knowing God and knowing his Word. Because if we don't, just like that scripture that came to me, just like that portion of it, the way of wisdom, and I knew that it was a part of a scripture, but when we put it inside of our hearts, and sometimes it just may be a portion that comes that we remembered, But that portion is what we need to be able to put the pieces together, to be able to see what God is saying. There's some other scriptures that we want to talk to with regards to wisdom, because we look at so many things these days. We look at people who should have common sense and wisdom, but we see so many people are lacking it. Proverbs 4:5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. And then Proverbs 8:23 says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. That's wisdom talking. Then Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And when we begin to tear this apart and look at it, it becomes an amazing subject just to take the time and study it out. Study it out to see. James says that those who lack wisdom, all they have to do is ask God, and that he would give without upbraiding. So as we're crying out, asking God to fill us with wisdom, we have to study his word. We have to place that word on the inside of us. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And it's worth the price you pay for it. Because it's more precious than gold. Proverbs 1:1 states the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Proverbs 4:6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. This is talking about wisdom. Proverbs 4:4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Proverbs 4:8, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Proverbs 4:9, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And this is what wisdom will do, that once we've embraced wisdom, once we have taken a hold of her, she comes with the whole package. She comes with the real deal, that we will be able to look at it and say that wisdom has brought honor. Wisdom has brought understanding. Proverbs 4:9 says, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And then Proverbs 4:10 says, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. And wisdom, wisdom adds years to our lives if we acquire it, if we search for it, if we sell it and look at it as the pearl of great price. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. And we see so many young people, so many even older people who it seems lack understanding, lack discretion. And sometimes I think it's because we don't challenge one another the way that we used to challenge one another. We don't take the time to really provoke one another in those areas of getting wisdom and applying our hearts to understanding. And if wisdom is supreme, if wisdom is the principal thing, and God is saying with all you're getting, get wisdom. And with all of that, get understanding, because we will need it. That's the first thing. Keeping first things first, the first thing is wisdom. Get it. And with all you're getting, while you're getting wisdom, get understanding, because she will guide you. She will watch over you. She will help you to make right choices when you come into those difficult places and you don't know quite what to do. Wisdom will rise up for you. You will see that even as we're looking at this, It won't come easy. It will not come easy. It will not come easy because wisdom is something that God wants all of us to have, to be able to live this life. Wisdom, it says, if we don't forsake her, if we don't go in our own way, but if we take fast hold of wisdom, she will preserve us. If we love her, she will keep us. We begin to see such a pattern in this that wisdom becomes the principal thing. It becomes the thing that we pursue every day of our lives. We pursue it in such a way that we don't allow it to slip from us, not for one moment, not for one second, but we look at it in such a way that we know that God wants us to walk in wisdom, that we know God wants us to walk in clarity and understanding to those without that are without. But we need that wisdom of what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Just a fantastic reference as we look at Proverbs and study it. And if you take note, Proverbs is 31 days, 31 days. And if we took one proverb a day for a whole year, we would be able to allow that word of God to penetrate our hearts. And each day of the month, we could take a proverb and a psalm and something from the wisdom books to just read and continuously refreshing our souls so that wisdom would be something not far from us. But as she calls out, we will cling to her. Praise God. We will cling to her and make sure that all are getting that we daily, moment by moment, second by second, we're getting that wisdom. We're developing good judgment. And the principal thing of not turning away from it, but taking fast hold of God's word. And Proverbs, I like this. Proverbs 16, it says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? And so there's a value. The value is higher than gold, and the value is higher for understanding than choice silver. And it's something that you search for, and you know that gold is found in the belly of the earth, and silver, the same thing, runs through a vein of silver in the earth. But it goes to say that what we want, we will dig for it. We will go into the belly of the earth, if I could use that term, and go in that, and using that in the same sense of seeing that God's wisdom is hidden. But it's not hidden to those who ask him for wisdom. He begins to unveil it and impart it to us. Glory to God. Wisdom is the principal thing. And we see that another thing wisdom says she will do, she says in Proverbs 4:8, exalt her and she shall promote thee. So that means that whatever we're doing, if we begin to exalt wisdom, giving her her rightful place, and it goes on and says, and she shall promote thee. Wisdom will promote you. She shall bring thee honor. Wisdom brings honor when thou doest embrace her. So it comes through embracing. It comes through taking the time to say yes to wisdom. Yes to understanding. Yes to a way that you will give yourself constantly and daily to the word of God so that you will be able to discern what God is saying, why God is saying it, and to be able to walk in those plain paths, those paths that were hidden for so long, but they become open and you can see them clearly as God begins to reveal his will through his word, and as you begin to walk in it. The way of wisdom, this is a song. Just take a minute and listen to this. It says, the way of wisdom starts out with a step of holy fear, and it makes its way alone by every good word that you hear. And we see this as God-inspired. It has to do with passion, and it has to do with pain. It has to do with one who has both died and rose again, died and rose again. And the way of wisdom is living. The path of peace is forgiving. Behold the man of meaning. Behold, he is Lord. The way of wisdom lies in not how much you know, where the pathway is a person that you've come to love and sow. You can stop pretending that it all depends on you, for it's not how much you love as much as he loves you, how much he loves you. And the way of wisdom is living. The path of peace is forgiving. Behold the man of meaning. Behold, he is the Lord. And the way of wisdom is living. The path of peace is forgiving. Behold the man of meaning. Behold, he is Lord. The way of wisdom beckons us to find the end of fear that perfect love pursues. Wisdom did not come to simply speak the words of truth. He's the word that makes us true. The way of wisdom starts out with a step of holy fear. That's only the beginning, and there's much more that is clear. The path leads on to love, and love is fearless in its way. For love himself was not afraid to die that we'd be saved. And the way of wisdom is living. The path of peace is forgiving. Behold the man of meaning. Behold, he is the Lord. And the way of wisdom is living. The path of peace is forgiving. Behold the man of meaning. Behold, he is Lord. And we see just even in that poem, which is a song, how that wisdom has a way that as we forge and as we dig into the things, the principles that God has laid out for us, we see so clearly that as we walk in wisdom, knowing that wisdom is hidden in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he himself is wisdom. And we see that in the Bible, the sections that are referred to the wisdom literature, and those books, they include Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, and certain of the Psalms. And we see, especially in, if you go back and read them in Psalm 19:37, 119, and 133, it expresses one type is prudence, or practical wisdom for daily living. The other type is a deeper wisdom related to the meaning of life and even to the existence of the cosmos. Hebrew wisdom or biblical wisdom is unlike the wisdom of the Greeks or the so-called wisdom of the world. The worldly wisdom is highly regarded and sought after today by people everywhere. However, you hear it somehow says, can certain people fix my house? It says, except the Lord watches over our house, those who stay up late watch in vain. So if we're not moving in the wisdom of God, we're moving in a vain, non-meaning place. The Bible in those certain terms calls this type of wisdom foolishness. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 19, he puts it like this. He says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight, and as it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving. It's considerate. It's submissive. It's full of mercy and good fruit. It's impartial and it's sincere. We see that biblical wisdom is not just head knowledge. It's not something we can read and go to school, but it's something that it comes by God himself, and he reveals it and imparts it and pours it into us. And it gives a person instructions on how to live successfully with other people around him, because when we don't have wisdom, we don't know how to live successfully with other people. And I think that if we look in relationship to so many things, all the mass murders and all the things that have been happening all around us, that we need wisdom. We need it badly. Biblical wisdom is not just head knowledge, as we said, but it's something that God himself reveals to us and explains to us. It often leaves people with little understanding on how to live in the world or in the next. And we need it. We need God's wisdom to show us. He says that if we ask, he will give it to us, and he will not upbraid us. Let's just look at a couple of examples. Of all the wisdom literature, Proverbs is the most useful for the believer on a day-to-day basis. And if you go back to what we said earlier, if you took a Proverbs a day and a Psalm a day, you could get through it and fill your heart with wisdom and practical things on how to live and how to treat people. Many believers, realizing this, try to find a chapter of Proverbs for each day of the month. Remember? And along with other Bible readings, you can read John, Luke, the Gospels, or however you choose to do it. But if you start the pattern, you will be able to get the wisdom of God into your heart. The one instructed in God's wisdom will be saved from adultery. That's what Proverbs 2:16-17 says. This is, of course, will come as strange and shocking news to many in the this age of television, of certain programs where it appears that you can sleep your way to the top. But the Word of God is so practical, and when you begin to see it, that you begin to realize that there's something to this Word. Proverbs realize that adultery leads to death, for her house leads down to death and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Proverbs 2:18-19. This observation has proven to be astonishingly correct, and you see it. I mean, you see the tragedy of continually walking in sin, that it brings bad results. Proverbs goes on, and it kind of warns us to not set our foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of the evil man. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. And that's Proverbs 4:14-15. And one of the characteristics of the fear of the Lord is this: the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And the only way that we can hate evil is to know and love God in such a way that it fills our heart with longing for him. Our live program will be ending in just a few short moments, but we will continue recording so that you will continue to hear our conversation about wisdom, the way of wisdom. And check it out. Read Psalm 25:8 if you get a chance. Read Psalm or Proverbs 4:7 if you get a chance, because it's talking about wisdom. Read the Proverbs because it will bless you. It will bless you in the sense that you will see. It's almost like God opening your eyes. It's almost like he'll literally open your eyes, that as you read Proverbs and as you meditate on it and throughout the day, it will literally come back to your remembrance and challenge you And you will remember that that was something you read in the day. We're going from our live broadcast, and we will continue recording. So hang in there with us, and we'll be right back. Thank you.